On this week's Tourism Roundup, newly appointed president of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association tells us about his plans for the sector. And in our No Jamaica feature, we sail to Floyd's Pelican Bar in St. Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us. General Manager of the Round Hill Hotel and Villas in St. James, Omar Robinson, is the new president of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA. Mr. Robinson, a member of the JHTA executive team for more than 5 years, replaces Nicola Madden-Gregg, who served in the role for 2 years. Mr. Robinson is grateful for the opportunity to serve at the helm of the JHTA and pledges his continued commitment to the advancement of the mandate of the organization.
I'm elated. I'm very humbled that the association members would want me to lead their association for the next year. It's something that I kept running away from it, but it somehow kept chasing behind me, and, you know, I guess it caught up with me. So I'm excited.
One of his first areas of focus is to formulate a concrete action plan to build on the foundation that has been laid to serve as a guide going forward. He says he will be using his years of experience, not just in tourism, to pave the way forward. Mr. Robinson says the JHTA will continue to promote tourism while improving the experience of locals and visitors. For this, he says strengthening the linkages between local manufacturers and suppliers will help to reduce imports into the country as well as increase jobs for many Jamaicans.
But what we want to do is to strengthen the industries. Right now, there is too much leakage within the industry. According to the tourism demand study that was carried out by the Ministry of Tourism, the leakages in the manufacturing sector was approximately 65 billion Jamaican dollars. And for agriculture, it ranged anywhere from, I think, 1.6 to 5 billion dollars. So we need to close that gap. We need to ensure that the supporting industries know what the tourism industry wants.
Mr. Robinson is encouraging Jamaicans to embrace the country's culture and support the industry.
We're passionate about tourism and where it's going because there is more good than there is bad in Jamaica. We need to realize that and sing our praises. You know, Jamaica is one of the islands with soul. There's so much that's happening here, and we really need to capitalize on what we have.
The new JHTA head says he will be lobbying stakeholders to further strengthen safety and security in the sector.
Crime is an important area that it impacts investment, it impacts visitor arrival. We've been fortunate enough to keep the major crimes outside of the tourism area. But what we really need to do is to bring the crime rate down for Jamaicans first and foremost.
The JHTA will also assist in facilitating training programs to lift standards and retain employees within the industry. Mr. Robinson vows to build on the foundation laid by past President Madden-Gregg. He says he will continue to engage government on key issues affecting the industry. Other members of the JHTA's new executive team are Vice President Adam Stewart, Carol Burke, Vanna Taylor and Marilyn Burrows, and Executive Director Camille Needham. To a place called Jamaica. And in our No Jamaica feature this week, we sail to Floyd's Pelican Bar in St. Elizabeth. Located halfway between Black River and Treasure Beach, Floyd's Pelican Bar is a tiny rustic wooden tavern built on a sandbank a quarter mile out in the sea. The bar is the perfect place to spend the day relaxing, swimming in the shallow waters, eating fresh fish, or even bringing along your fishing gear to catch your own dinner. The decor inside is one of a kind. It is covered in relics from many parts of the world. That's it for today's edition of Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next time. For producer Shinari Ferron, I'm Theodore Henry.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. Oh. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They'll probably soon reach your side.
Huh. Sound like an informer survey to
no,
me, you know.
Man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.